So as we come into quiet for this day of reflection on the year at this almost midsummer period, we start by just connecting very gently to the breath. So as we really think about the depth of ourselves, the three-dimensional aspect of ourselves, that we start to take notice of what is behind us as well as what is in front of us, as what is the depth of us as well as what is on the surface. And in a sense, that is a very accurate reflection of the intention of the day for me, that we are coming into a place of quiet and stillness in order to look deep inside. And as that black swan has just swum by, then there's a sense also for me of daring to look at what we would normally call black or dark or negative, when so often black and dark is about depth, about unknown possibilities. Just as we see the night sky as being almost black, it's not negative. So how do we find a way to be with these aspects of ourselves to be brave enough to venture into the unknown and to really look at, be with, and understand our depth and what we sometimes term our shadow. In order to be able to be truly ourselves and to be able to share fully ourselves with what is out there in the world, and I just had this really sort of strong sense of trying to operate from a place where we have holes and where we're not filling up spaces, then we lose our strength and our stability. Just as that tabletop wouldn't connect to the legs and then they were all skew-iff and weren't supporting. We are the same. So unless we can find our top connected to our bottom, unless we can connect our back to our legs, to our ankles and our feet, we are not stable. And we run for cover just like that bird did there. So maybe we can just either close our eyes for a bit now that we have really taken in the outside. Just allow ourselves into the place of darkness, of blackness, of depth, and the unknown inside ourselves. And really think about our intention for the day and the love and care that we need to bring to this process in order to be able to exist in the light and blossom. So this is not about either self-judgment or judgment of others, but about self-examination. And I acknowledge the fear that is within me, that it comes up as slightly warped ways of sabotaging my starting of this time, of not being ready, of being indecisive, of finding lots of other things that need my attention before I come to this place. And I really acknowledge those things with compassion and understand somewhere in me that I really deeply need to accept that fear in order to embrace it and move beyond it. So I'm grateful for the shared intention in this room. And I actually just acknowledge my various friends on the other side of the world, in Zimbabwe and Australia, with whom I have committed to connect today in this time, to support them in their process. And I'm just grateful for the fact that time and distance do not really matter when it comes to intention and connection. And I also acknowledge those friends in South Africa as well. So just allowing that sense of extending out our awareness to those we love and to those we care about, to allow them to be present in this process, and to one another, that we can really, in our shared intention, hold and support this space for this process, which is both dynamically freeing and potentially terrifying. And we honor what it is in each of us that has brought us to this place, that has allowed us to set aside this time. We honor our wish to be authentic in the world, to be truly alive, and to have the ability to share with the world who we uniquely are, all of us, what we call shadow and what we call light, those areas of us that we are ashamed of, and those areas of us that we are proud of. And we recognize that actually, taken to extremes, neither of those are healthy. And yet looked at in a different way, both truly are, and both make us truly human. So we just take a few minutes to allow ourselves to sink into this process, to allow something to emerge to lead us through the rest of the day as to where we need to go and how we need to do it. So returning to your breath, the depth of your breath and the depth of your body, and the support of the seat and the floor. And just bring our attention gently back to the room, the lake outside, and the sound of traffic. And we give ourselves to this process of the day, of reflecting on the year that is past and the year that is to come.